The Political Studies Association Conference, which is the premier event in the political slash academic calendar in the UK, is coming to the University of Ulster in early April. I'm with Professor Paul Carmichael, Dean of the Faculty of Social Sciences, who is one of the organisers of the event. Professor Carmichael, perhaps you could set the scene for us about this prestigious conference that's coming to Northern Ireland.
Yes, David, the conference is a 62nd annual conference of the Political Studies Association. It moves around different parts of the UK each year. It was last in Ulster in 1997, so it was time it came back to Northern Ireland. And we felt that 2012 was a particularly appropriate year in the centenary of the Titanic that it should come back to Northern Ireland.
What are the main themes that the conference will address?
Well, this year we focused upon a theme in defence of politics. Without necessarily wanting to defend politicians, we felt that as a community of political scientists and scholars of politics, there was a positive case to sell for politics and political studies. There are probably two key highlights. The first is that each year the annual dinner of the conference has a guest speaker. And this year we have the Deputy First Minister, Martin McGuinness, who will be addressing the after the dinner, which is being held at the City Hall. And on the Thursday, a big part of the conference agenda is concerned with engagement and impact. And we have the Speaker of the House of Commons, the Right Honourable John Bercow, MP, also his counterpart from the House of Lords, Baroness D'Souza, who will be speaking, as I say, about politics, engagement and impact. The interest in the conference has been considerable, partly, I suspect, because there's the novelty value of coming back to Northern Ireland, seeing what the place looks like after a number of years as a result of the peace process and so forth. Partly because of the attraction of the programme that we've put together. It's a novelty for us to be using a city centre-based hotel for all of the conference presentations. And indeed, because we've priced the conference at an attractive level, and because of the support of the Belfast Conference and Visitor Bureau, which has been particularly helpful in helping to put the city and the province on the map.
What kind of contribution are University of Ulster political academics and researchers making to the conference?
Well, as you say, thanks to my colleague Cathy Gormley-Heenan, who's been working tirelessly to ensure an excellent conference programme has been put together, colleagues within the School of Criminology, Politics and Social Policy, as well as in other areas of the faculty, such as INCOR, have agreed to put on sessions, panels, to better demonstrate the work that they're engaged in. And they've attracted big-name speakers from around the UK, Ireland and further afield. So the team has come together to help put Ulster on the map, as it were, as a part of this national and international conference.
It's very much a showcase for not only your colleagues but for the university as a whole, and we wish you good luck with it, and we'll talk again as the conference nears. Thank you, Professor.